the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 360, Jungle Cruise Bingo.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
In this episode, we talk about some nasty old ruins, take a pleasant river cruise, learn how to get rid of unwanted guests, and more. Come on, let's get to the forecast.
Item 1 of 4.
Well, hi, folks. Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. I was just reading that recently workers in northwest Spain mistook what is believed to be a 6,000-year-old Neolithic tomb to be a broken stone picnic table, and they repaired it, meaning they poured concrete into the burial chamber and topped it with a brand new picnic table. Oh, that's a bit of a oops, isn't it? But still, it does make me wonder what would happen if workers took the same type of initiative in other historic places around the globe. Maybe some industrious civil servants could add a roof to Stonehenge and turn it into a spacious bus stop. Wouldn't that be nice? I can tell you one thing, it would certainly be a big help when all those tourists came to town to see Stonehenge. And I think other attractions could also benefit from this same kind of dual use. Let's fill up the bottom of that old Roman Colosseum with water so we can use it as a swimming pool. I can even hear the slogan, "We who are about to dive salute you." Too soon? All right then, what about the Great Wall of China? How does "the only skate park you can see from space" sound? And that crumbling old Parthenon? It just begs to be used as the set for an interactive version of The Walking Dead. All right, I know. It sounds wrong for me to suggest we use ancient wonders this way. So, why don't you suggest some uses? Tweet me at ComedyForecast and use the hashtag #ReuseARuin.
Item 2 of 4.
Okay, well, see you then. Bad news, honey. The Petersons have invited themselves over again.
Don't worry, they won't stay long.
Are you kidding? Once Jeff and Mandy plant themselves on that couch and start yapping away about their vacation cruises, they never leave. Remember last time? The glorious 7-night cruise to Malaysia? We had to practically burn the house down to get them to leave.
Not this time, because I'm going to use a can of this.
Guest away?
Yep. One quick spray infuses the air with the pungent scent of skunk, mixed hints of rotting flesh, ammonia, raw sewage, and Chipotle leftovers. See?
Oh, that's disgusting! Quick, spray some more!
Sorry, you couldn't stay!
Yeah, honestly, don't know what happened, guys. Sorry we couldn't hear about your trip. You were right. That guest away is amazing. But how do we get rid of this smell?
Let me see. Wait. Here it is. To eliminate odor, burn down house.
Totally worth it.
Item 3 of 4.
Audio for this segment is courtesy of Scott and Tracy from the Disney Indiana podcast, located at disneyindiana.com. Scott and Tracy were among the several podcasters and podcast listeners who participated in the recent Friends of the Magic get-together at Disneyland. They, along with about 25 other friends, joined me for my event that took place on board the Jungle Cruise. It would take a while for me to go over everything about this meet. In fact, if you go to DisneyIndiana.com and listen to episode 187, you will hear a better explanation of this audio than I can provide. And it was my event! But let me give you the short story and get to the audio. Essentially, unbeknownst to our skipper, Skipper Jake, each person on board the boat had been given a card with three Jungle Cruise phrases on it. All the cards had different combinations. If the skipper said one of your phrases, you got a point. And, to add an extra bit of excitement, if the skipper made a reference to the Hokey Pokey, which they sometimes do, everyone automatically got a point. Even though Skipper Jake did not know we were doing this, he hit almost every single phrase, to the delight of all those aboard the cruise. I'm going to play the audio now, courtesy of DisneyIndiana.com, and add a little ding so you have a better idea of what folks were listening for. That said, on to the audio.
All right, here's the fun part. I'm just going to breeze past them. Bye. Bye. All right, folks, without further ado, welcome aboard the world famous Jungle Cruise. Yeah! My name is Skipper Jake. It's a pleasure to have you aboard today. Now remain seated. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside. Watch the little ones, otherwise the crocodile sure will. And I sure won't, but anyway, we have danger waiting around every corner in the jungle. I'm serious. Look, on the right-hand side, we're coming up on the first sign of danger. There it is. It's a good thing I know how to read every sign of danger in the jungle. Yeah, we'll be just fine. So our first major landmark is there on the right-hand side. That's the Temple of the Forbidden Eye, where famous archaeologist Indiana Jones is looking for the world's greatest treasure. And even we have wildlife up here, too, as well. Now, despite their outward appearance, the young ones can be particularly dangerous. They latch on to the parents anywhere from 18 to 35 years of age and just bleed them dry. At least, that's what my parents told me. Okay, now we're entering the ancient Cambodian shrine here. It's built, of course, by ancient Cambodian shriners. On the left, that's a 500-pound Bengal tiger. He can jump up to 30 feet. It's a good thing we're 25 feet away. He'll soar right over us. Yeah. Oh, look out for Ginger the crocodile back there. Ginger snaps. Oh. She's one tough cookie. I know it's a crummy joke. I try to milk it all I can. All right, now we're entering the sacred Indian elephant bathing pool, folks. All right, everyone, get your cameras ready. Take a few shots. They all have their trunks on. They brought the whole herd out today. That's completely unheard of. Now everyone say hi to Bertha. She's over there in the shower. Hi, Bertha. She says hi back to you, folks. She's been sitting in that shower for over 60 years now. Look at all those wrinkles. Yeah. Let that be a lesson to you. If you stay in the shower too long, you might become an elephant. That would be quite terrifying. Oh no, Squirt, don't you even think about it. Yes, I know they're having fun, but you cannot do this. Stop it. Stop. Stay. Down, boy. Wait. Uh-oh, he's coming up again. Everyone back there. Duck. Goose. Just a bit of dry humor there. Whoa, that looks really dangerous up ahead. Let's get closer. Oh no, silverback gorillas have taken over the safari camp. They went bananas over the supplies and just flipped over that jeep. Oh boy, they left the lights on too. Now they'll never get it to turn over. Nothing we can do now, let's just move on. Alright, so now I'd like to talk about the plants of the Jungle Cruise. I'm going to start by pointing out some of my favorite plants to you folks. And the botanists say that the bamboo can grow up to 8 stories high in the jungle. And I personally think it's 9, but then again, that's a whole other story. In any case, up ahead is the beautiful Schweitzer Falls, named after the famous humanitarian Dr. Albert Falls. Yay! Yeah, I don't expect you to remember that, so we'll go over it later. All right, folks. We're now in the Nile River. It's the longest river in the world, and if you don't believe me, you're probably in denial. They're on the left-hand side. Oh, very rare African bull elephant, the second most feared elephant in the jungle. You can tell it's an African elephant from those long tusks and the big ears. On the right-hand side is the most feared elephant in the jungle. It's his mother and mom. Uh-oh, I think she heard me. Oh, boy. Well, she doesn't look too happy. Let's get out of here. All right, now, serving as the gateway to the Great African Belt, we have this lovely rock formation here. Ain't it a view? Yeah, it's sandstone. A lot of folks take it for granted. That joke rocks. Come on. I'll be a little bolder with the delivery next time. It'll be marvelous.
Oh.
Sorry, my voice is getting a little grapply. Anyway, we have some zebras here, some giraffes, and new, and oh, this is just precious, poetic even. A sleeping zebra is being washed over by a pride of lions. Aww. Yeah. That zebra looks dead tired, so we're going to go ahead and let it rest in peace. Oh, there's that safari we've been looking for. I did tell them not to get into an argument with a rhino. See, rhinos always get their point across in the end. All right. Quick look, look, in the bamboo there. Look really closely, you just might see absolutely nothing. You saw it? You saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was trying to trick you. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, we're heading into the hippo pool now, folks. Now, the hippos can be very territorial animals. In fact, last month they sank 6 of our boats.
Oh, no.
Rest assured, only 5 of them are mine. I'm going to be okay. Oh, wait a second. Oh, no. Folks, oh, no. Up ahead, they're going to charge the boat. It's a good thing we only take cash. Quick, everyone, cover your ears. I'm going to scare them off. Cover your ears. Oh, that did the trick. Look at those blank stares. Hippos. Why did it have to be hippos? Oh, boy. Hear that music? I think we're heading into headhunter territory. It's a dangerous place to be headed. I need to work on my phrasing. I know. Well, there's my last crew in the canoe over there. They're still smiling, at least. All right, now let's see if I can translate this. I have gotten quite familiar with the language. Let's see. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot. Going to hokey pokey. We're gonna turn ourselves around and get out of here, and that's what it's all about. Woo! Look out, it's an ambush. Everybody down. Spear, sound effect, ricochet, ricochet. Well, we made it. If you got hit by a spear, just take it out and throw it back. We're not allowed to keep any souvenirs on the jungle cruise. And now, the moment you have all been waiting for. It's the incredible, the colossal, the amazing eighth wonder of the world. I present to you, for your enjoyment, the backside of water! Yeah. Just don't throw that one at home. You might hit your head on the faucet. Don't ask me how I know that.
Yeah, you've never been to my house.
I got it!
Hey, this is my favorite fishing spot. I hear the fish are always biting. Let's take a look here. Oh, wait a second. What's that? Oh, no. Oh, no. Whoa! Red Viper Ronis, let's get out of here, folks. Keep your hands in. They're always looking for a handout. You ladies are the lucky ones. They're only man-eating piranhas. Yeah, once I had an English teacher on board. Now he only writes in shorthand. Yeah, the math teacher dumped in to save him, but now he's history. It's kind of a sore subject. Oh, look at that boa sitting in a tree. H-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes asphyxiation. Hey! Okay. Well, on the left-hand side, it's our very good friend, Trader Sam. He's head salesman of the jungle if you're looking to do some shopping. Well, business has been shrinking lately. He has a very special deal for all of you. 2 of his heads for 1 of yours. Any way you slice it, you'll always come out ahead. And with that, folks, you have survived the world-famous jungle cruise. Give yourselves a round of applause! It has been an absolute pleasure, folks. Now, just remain seated as we come back to the dock. Keep your hands and arms inside the boat. My name is Skipper Jake. If you enjoyed your cruise today, if you didn't enjoy your cruise, I guess my name's irrelevant. Just go ahead and remain seated. I have to say, out of all the crews I've ever had, you folks have certainly been one of them. Now just remain seated for just a moment, and on behalf of everyone here at the Jungle Navigation Company, we would just like to say Get out. I mean, sorry. Please disembark safely. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. It's been great having you aboard today. Waterside seats, you can exit out the rear door. Center dockside, exit out the middle. Watch your head and step as you disembark. If you miss your step and hit your head, watch your language. There's kids everywhere. It's a tattletale on you. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your day here at Disneyland. Happy to be the virtual Magic Kingdom.
Item 4 of 4.
Tonight, I'm privileged to be speaking with the latest candidate to throw their hat into the race. No, wait, that's not. Toss their ring into the... No, throw their... Announce their candidacy for President of the United States, Senator Milton Honeybadger. Thank you for joining us this evening, Senator.
My pleasure. And when the Senator says, my pleasure, you know they mean it.
Tell me, with such a crowded field already in the race, why have you decided to enter this race?
I think there's been a bit of a mix-up this evening.
Yeah, I know, but I just can't remember if it's ring toss their hat into the road or...
No. I mean, I am not running for president in 2016.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I guess there must have been a mix-up. I thought your office told my office that...
Good heavens, no. There are way too many people running for president in 2016 already.
I know, right? That's what I thought. But if you aren't running for president...
Hold on there. Let me be quite clear. Let me state for the record, on this microphone, on this show... that one or two people listen to. I am running for president.
But you just said...
I said I wasn't running for president in 2016. I am running for president in 2024.
That's funny. You know, I thought you just said 2024.
After listening to this show, I'm surprised you know anything about funny.
Hey.
But yes, I did say... 2024.
But that's ridiculous. It's so far in the future. From today, that is. If you're listening to this podcast in 2025, first off, hi!
Please, let me explain.
I'd like to see you try.
Everyone who is running for president right now, all 512 of them, started running months and months ago. That's close to 2 years before the election. I can't compete with that kind of momentum. I barely understand what the word momentum means.
Then why not announce you're running for 2020?
Now trust me.
Not in the least.
Fair enough. My advisors tell me that there are over 50 senators out there already planning their campaigns for 2020. And quite frankly, most of them are more qualified than me. No. To stay ahead of the game, I need to think further outside the box. We're talking beyond the 5-year planner here, people.
Wait a minute, this is crazy. First of all, there have got to be all kinds of problems with running for office 8 years ahead of time.
Of course there are. What do you think, I'm a moron? That was a rhetorical question. Look, for the next 96 months, I have to be for and against everything anyone else is for or against. After all, you never know who'll end up in the White House next year. Or in 4 years. It's exhausting!
Uh-huh.
Yes, I can only imagine this is what it feels like to actually work for a living.
I'm beginning to hate you.
And I support that. And yet, that statement is suspiciously anti-American. See what I mean?
Anything else?
One of the trickiest things is my status, right? I have to stay in politics for nearly another decade and somehow be able to call myself a Washington outsider when I get into debates in 2023.
I'm beginning to feel slimy just by being in the same room as you.
That's perfectly normal.
All right. What about fundraising? When will you start doing that?
Oh, please, that's already begun. It's never too early to build a war chest of cash you can squander, launder, and embezzle. Strangely enough, that's also the name of the law firm advising me on my campaign. Lovely bunch of fellows. They live offshore someplace.
Now, since you've already started, will you be attempting to raise money with large donors like Big Pharma and the Koch brothers?
Well, this early I'm setting my sights a bit lower.
Such as?
Taking those extra pennies people leave in the little tray at the checkout counter.
You really are the lowest of the low, aren't you?
That's 100% true. And yet, I think we need to form a committee, as I don't think all the evidence is in.
Let's keep going here. What about a running mate? Have you picked one yet?
No, not really.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Look, the reality is, if I go for someone with lots of experience, we're talking another 8 years. They may be dead by the time my campaign gets into high gear. And if I go for someone younger to balance out the ticket, well, they still may be in school at this point. And I believe members of Congress are required to stay at least 100 feet away from any playground.
I want to thank you for coming in tonight, Senator Honeybadger. I just can't bring myself to do it.
Say, you wouldn't be interested in being my running mate, would you?
Not even if you paid me.
Are you sure? I mean... And there's plenty more where that came from. Really, the counter of the 7-Eleven's got a whole bunch of it.
You, sir, without a doubt, are one of the most horrific people it has ever been my displeasure to meet.
No one talks to me that way, sir. By the way, can I count on you to put one of these campaign signs on your front lawn and say, 2022?
Will you get out of here? Remember, if you have a suggestion for a second use for an ancient wonder, tweet me at Comedy Forecast and use the hashtag #ReuseAruin.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, if you have any comments about this episode, why not call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. The phone not your thing? That's okay. Drop us an email at comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can find all the episodes at comedyforecast.com. You can also subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else fine podcasts are listed.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.